proclamation number 4700 dated the July 28, 1949. Hearing the divine word. Thoughts. Only through the inner word are you able to receive clarification about questions which cannot be answered by earthly scientists. An appropriate authority regarding spiritual questions certainly exists, yet people rarely take the path to it. For this reason, a truthful answer will also rarely be received, which can only be provided by the one to whom nothing is unknown, who knows everything, who also wants to impart the knowledge to humanity which enables people to recognize him. Hence God manifests himself through the word, and anyone who wants to hear it must gain God's love. He must make him well disposed towards him by doing everything God requests of him. Then God will come so close to you that you will be able to hear his voice. For he expresses himself through his word. He makes himself known to you. He speaks to you humans in easily understood language. He speaks through your heart to your intellect and deals with every question you voice or consider in your thoughts. He responds to you. His word is therefore a sign of affinity from him to you, for you will only be able to hear his word if you unite with him either mentally or through activity of love. And as long as the earth has existed, God has always spoken to people in this way. However, until now he was more easily understood, whereas now his language is only seldom appreciated. These few people, however, are considered by him to an unlimited extent. He wants to explain and substantiate everything to them so that they will be able to impart the knowledge they gained in this way to their fellow human beings for their soul's salvation. And in order to stop them from doubting further, he allows them an insight into his eternal plan of salvation, and thus he ignites a light for them which will never ever let them descend into darkness again. He approaches those people in the word who are willing to let themselves be taught. And thus the word will forever remain the bridge between God and people, which, however, can only be entered by a person if he withdraws himself from the world, if he avoids the broad roads which seem more attractive to his eyes and entice him to take them. He can only perceive God's voice in solitude, i.e., he must avoid the world and let his thoughts wander into the spiritual kingdom. Then he does what he should do initially. He makes mental contact with God. He enters into a dialogue with him. He presents him with questions which move him by allowing his thoughts free rein. And these thoughts are already emanations from the spiritual realm. For the human being is unable to produce anything by himself. The intellect is certainly capable of receiving and processing the thoughts which flow to him, yet the thought itself does not arise in the person. Instead, it touches his heart, but it flows from the kingdom which lies beyond earthly spheres. The thought is a spiritual product, thus a strength which takes on a specific form as soon as it is received by the intellect. Thus the intellect is influenced by the heart to become active by shaping the influx of thoughts and giving them a certain order. The intellectual activity consists of retaining the thoughts which touch the heart as waves and cannot find a response if, due to the bustle of the world, a person still only uses his mental activity for worldly things and pays no attention to spiritual currents. However, if the person seeks solitude and turns his back to the world, his heart will be touched and beneficially affected by spiritual currents and eagerly accepted by the person. Due to this willingness of reception, the word shapes itself, that is, the person becomes sensibly and clearly aware of what God himself wants to tell him. Thus he hears his voice in his heart. The thought waves are received by the heart and conveyed to the intellect, and the person as such is able to rationally take possession of the received spiritual information and also understandably explain it to his fellow human being. This process is in fact simple and uncomplicated. It is just not understood by a worldly person because he does not appreciate the soul's sensations and therefore also only tries to explain mental activity purely organically. Yet the actual source of the thought is unknown to him and a relevant explanation not acceptable to him because he does not acknowledge anything of a spiritual nature. He only acknowledges what he is able to see or touch. But God continues to provide evidence of forces which human intellect is unable to explain and provides the information about everything through His Word. Anyone who allows the Word of God to speak to him will have comprehensive knowledge at his disposal, for nothing will remain unknown to a person who allows himself to be taught by him, and therefore the human being is able to broaden his knowledge. He can delve into everything and get any information he desires. For God does not impose any restriction on a person as soon as he gets in touch with the giver of knowledge and truth and allows himself to be taught by him. As soon as he believes that God himself speaks to him through the heart. Amen.